Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records 1913, 1914, page 177. Visible translated text is as follows. Mr. Burns's son brought me no such message, and detail Mr. Dot Burns, however, that he, Burns, desired me to talk to Allen. I told said Burns that it would be presumptuous for me to attempt to talk with Allen after he, Burns, several of his operatives, Jacobs, Isom, had talked to Allen with identical results. And for this reason, I declined to talk to Allen. No affidavit was made by a Salvation Army man in my presence. Joseph W. Conroy, sworn for the movant. I am a notary public in and for the County of Hamilton, State of Ohio. On February 5, 1914, I met C.W. Burke of Atlanta and went with said Burke to the home of the Good Shepherd in Cincinnati, Ohio, and interviewed Dewey Hewell, an inmate of said home. She was brought to the visiting room of the home by one of the sisters in charge and left alone with us, and Mr. Dot Burke explained that he had called on her for the purpose of getting her to tell the truth regarding her testimony at the trial of Leo M. Dot Frank. Burke had only talked to Dewey a short time when she started crying and told Mr. Dot Burke that she had not testified to the truth. Before affixing my signature hereto, I have carefully read over the affidavit of February 25, 1914, to which I administered the oath to Dewey Hewell, and Dewey Hewell testified that the affidavit referred to was every word the truth, and C.W. Burke did not hold out any inducements to Dewey or promise her reward of any kind for her affidavit, but that she gave her affidavit freely and of her own accord. George Wren, sworn for the movant. I never did tell the Negroes Fred Peterson and Frank Reese that they had a good chance to make money, nor did I ever tell them they both could go into Conley's cell and then come out and say that Conley had confessed that he had killed the girl, that the Jews would pay them if they would do this, nor that they would get out of jail after Christmas and would have no money and that this was their chance to get money, or that Conley was no relation of theirs. I never at any time was talking to Conley in the presence of either of these parties and told Conley that the thing for him to do was when he got his sentence was for him to take the murder on himself and in this way free Frank, or that he, Conley, would only get about 3 or 4 years sentence and that he never could be tried again. No such.